Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of our listeners.
I don't know how to follow that.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to Jethro's Random Stuff. In case you didn't know where you were, my name is Jacoby.
And I'm the amazing Heather.
And together we make a
Jether.
So this is Jether's Random Stuff. We talk about random shit. And if you don't like it, you can fuck off.
Or just keep listening and give us 5 stars.
Or listen and give us 5 stars on iTunes, please.
Please fucking do that. Please. God.
So tonight, we're going to start out like normal.
Yeah.
Talking about what kind of wine we're drinking.
Well, yeah, we've had some good wine tonight.
So we're on our third bottle.
We started with the Haran Estate.
In case you couldn't tell.
Which is a new winery for us. It's our new wine club that we just joined. It's
Haran Estate. It was a Merlot.
It was a fantastic Merlot.
It was great. It was great.
And then we found a, what was the mango it was one a from?
It's from like Costco.
Yeah, Kirkland. I don't think it's from, it's not Kirkland
it's
brand.
It's not Kirkland. It's
someone
like
a, fucking opened it
it's
before
a mango
us.
Moscato.
It's
that
not our favorite. It's too sweet.
I had it and somebody like opened it and didn't drink it all.
And so didn't tell us they opened it.
So we tasted it, but it's, you know, it's too sweet. So then what we switched to a Stamilt Kyle's Fair Market Red.
Fantastic. That's amazing.
Perfect. And then we are on, what is this?
What, another right Stamilt?
It's another Stamilt.
Of course, it's a cab.
It's a cab sauv.
Cab sauv.
Day's work.
Fantastic.
Absolutely amazing. Chink. Let's chink.
Woo!
Perfect. Let's chink.
That was a perfect chink. Thanks.
So we do have a visitor today. We have our
Aaron
friend
is back.
We have our friend Aaron here again.
Can you hear
her?
She is calling.
She's not on the mic. She's just observing tonight. So we might get a few comments from the peanut gallery. So we'll be sure to pass those on.
We will,
from Aaron.
We will relate. We have a third mic on the way.
We are because
we'll go spoil for next week. So we'll have a guest star next week for the birthday Boxing Day.
Yes, we will. And we are going to have some guests. We've had some guest speakers actually request to be on our podcast. So
who else has requested?
Marla has requested to
Marla,
be on our podcast.
You have to be not in New Jersey.
Fucking Jersey. Get out of fucking Jersey.
That's like because, on the other fucking part of the country. Yeah. I was going to say state, but that's way fucking farther than the state.
So she wants to be
you
on our podcast.
You got a ways to go to guest star, babe.
Whenever she gets her butt over here, she's gonna be
our
guest star.
Come visit us.
Yeah,
we have cats to play with.
We have wine and cats, so that should be plenty.
And I have dogs
and dogs, just animals and wine. Just come.
Is there anything else you need in the world, Marla? You don't need anything else. I hope you're listening
just
to
come,
this.
Please. All right.
I love and miss you, and I've never met you.
I love you so much. So today, Heather has come up with an awesome, awesome topic for us
I
to talk about.
So excited. We're going to talk about lots of different things, all referring to Area 51.
Ooh.
That was Kobe's little alien ghosty
sound
effect.
I totally believe in aliens.
How could you not believe in aliens?
I know, right?
Why could we not? We can't be the only living things in the universe.
To assume that you are the only
that's ignorance.
Living
ignorant.
Ignorant is in the universe is ignorance. It's selfish ignorance.
It is.
There's got to be somebody else out
it's
there.
It's either selfish or it's fearful.
It could be fearful.
Well,
I
could
think
be.
It's ignorant.
I think it's more ignorant than anything.
I think it is.
Ignorant is a very tough word for me to say, and I just learned how to say it this last year.
I'm sorry. Ignorant.
I got it. Ignorant. I mean, but before I would avoid it like the plague.
Jewelry.
Do you see how she still says jewelry? Oh my gosh, it's horrid.
Jewelry.
She's so bad.
Jewelry.
You can say it, Kobe.
It's jewelry, all right? Jewelry.
You're saying Jew, like a jewel and then re. It's jewelry. Say jewelry.
It's so hard.
It's not that hard.
Jewelry.
Anyway, moving on from jewelry, because this is how you really pronounce jewelry
moving
is over
on
this
we're going to go on to the alien thing now. Okay.
Well, there has to be aliens out there, because for us to be the only living beings in the whole wide world or whole universe, there's no way in fucking hell that's going
to
happen.
Right. It's like the universe is fucking huge.
More than likely.
So
why everybody's so ignorant on this is because all those other worlds are 100 times better than ours.
Probably.
Oh my God.
It's they probably like the have like this amazing technology that we're like, we aren't going to have for like thousands of years. I bet
you their food is in the form of a pill.
You think?
Well, probably.
That's not satisfying, though.
It's not satisfying, but I bet you everybody's nice and trim. I want to
taste my food.
That's why they're not fat in the alien world.
I know. If you've ever seen a picture of a gray or an alien of any kind, they are not fat.
Not at all. That's why they have pills as food.
They just take the pill. The pill is like the food that they take. It's called the pill.
I'm saying right now. This is why this is a better universe. Food is just rented.
Remember in Willy Wonka when the gum was like the whole meal and she could feel like the roast beef and mashed potatoes
and blueberry pie. Right,
but it was just gum.
But it gave you satisfaction. You got that entire meal. It was like roast beef.
Wait a minute.
And mashed potatoes. What, Linda?
Why don't we invent that shit?
Because we're not that smart.
I have actually no idea how they make gum.
You're an accountant and I'm a dental assistant.
So you should know about gum.
No, I don't. I know how to tell them to spit it out before they fucking start a procedure with me. That's all I know about gum. A dental assistant
should know how to make gum.
Where the fuck does this come from? There's no chemistry behind this shit.
I don't know. Teeth, gum. It's the same thing.
Well, you know, gums and gum, that's two different words. Gum, so you got just, your gum, which is
Heather,
gingiva.
Heather.
Linda.
Listen, Linda. You should know how to make gum. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry I failed you.
Okay. Let's go on with your...
Please go on.
You have like a list. You have
I'm
going
to make
sheet.
A fresh Linda thing.
Okay. Oh, do that again. She's got super notes.
I do.
She's got notes. Hey, this is the very first fucking time that Heather has made notes.
They so researched.
I want everyone to acknowledge this fact and
nice.
Applaud her.
Please, so I continue.
For doing research.
Because Kobe literally carries this whole fucking podcast and she does 90% of the work and I just show up with wine. Just to be dead honest.
Hey,
and I do my voice.
Which I super appreciate. All right, go ahead. Right.
So
go.
Area 51. This was a classified United States Air Force facility located within the southern hemisphere of Nevada. It's known as a test and training facility.
Now, I have a question.
Well, I may or may not have an answer. We'll just see how this question goes.
If you don't
goes.
Have an answer, feel free to just make one up at this Ooh. Point. Okay?
Okay. But no one quote me on this and no one sues me on the wrong answer.
All right.
Okay.
Aren't all U.S. military installations supposed to be secret?
I would probably gander a guess here that yes. They would all be secret and all supposedly be a training facility by some
sort. So Area 51 isn't different than any other U.S.
Except
military installation in that it is secret and closed to the public.
Yeah, but most people, even though the United States government will not admit this, think that they are a place that houses UFOs or, as they call it, supports the development testing of experimental aircraft and weapon systems.
Well,
which, that could be from UFOs.
It doesn't have to be though.
Or weapons to go against UFOs.
Maybe military people are smart. So maybe they have developed like some kind of aircraft that we don't even comprehend yet. And they're testing it.
You're giving me
so that it Kobe. Looks like a UFO, but it's really not a UFO.
Linda.
What?
I don't give them that much credit.
I'm assuming. Do you think I'm assuming they're more smart than they really are?
Yes. Because I think they have stolen intelligence from whatever UFOs they've gotten, and that's why the United States is a little bit ahead.
And that's fine.
Because why would we be ahead of Japan?
And
Japan is way smarter than us.
It's fine if they steal intelligence from aliens.
Well, I guess so.
I have every confidence in our military that they can get shit done.
Yes.
Because the United States military is the best fucking military in the world.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, I really hope so, because I'm a United States citizen. I like to hear that. That builds some confidence. But it makes me, with how many countries there are in the world and how many of them are willing to play unfair.
Okay, answer this question. Have we ever lost a war? The answer is no.
The answer is actually decided.
No.
Vietnam.
Because Vietnam. That wasn't a war.
That was too. It's Vietnam War.
It's not a war.
How the hell can you say it's not a war?
It was a policing action.
What?
The United States has never lost a war because we're freaking awesome.
Because they changed the rules after Vietnam War because we lost.
No, we never lost a war. That's why nobody fucks with us, because we'll kill your ass.
Unless you're in Vietnam.
Unless you're in Vietnam.
I mean, Vietnam, yeah. They did some amazing warfare there. That was some crazy ass shit against a big old country.
Hey, any war is crazy ass shit.
That is true.
Any war is crazy
ass
shit.
But I'm going to give some props to the Vietnam people that fought, because they went up against the United States and did pretty damn good.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to the Vietnam vets that were not appreciated.
I appreciate you.
They were booed and shit.
Booed?
Yeah.
They should never be booed.
They shouldn't.
No, you fought. You still fought your ass off. Who cares? It's just like if the home team loses, you still cheer for
them.
You
did your service. Yeah. You should be appreciated. God. And so that's really sad to me.
I mean, even though I say they lost, I still commend you.
I support what they asked you to do.
And you all deserve service dogs.
And you deserve that. You all deserve a dog and a cat.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Wait, one dog and three cats.
What else is on your list? Okay. Sorry, we're so sidetracked today.
Oh, my God.
We're on a third bottle. I'm sorry.
Let me see here. Where was I at? So this was acquired in 1955. That's a long fucking time ago. And most public believe that these guys are secretly hiding information, or specifically UFOs.
They are specifically.
They might have a UFO in their facility.
They do. I know it.
Why can't we just make a Disneyland ride out of that?
Oh.
I know what I mean. It should go in right into Tomorrowland.
Hey, wait,
look. Why would they hide this shit?
Look at my mind right now.
I see it. It's blown.
My mind is so blown
because
Disneyland
of what I just said.
UFO ride.
I know.
Fuck yeah.
I know. Why would Area 51 hide this from us? But they are right now. They're not sharing this information with Disney.
Everything should be shared with Disney.
I mean, fuck yeah.
I'm just
Everything
saying.
Is Disney warranted there. Okay. So, but because nobody has been inside, this is why most people believe this is where they are hiding a UFO, or at least information on UFOs that have been in the atmosphere of the world / United States.
I personally believe the government hides a lot of secrets, just because if the general population were to find out, they would freak the fuck out.
Well, yeah, and we'd all be going to Canada.
Because 95% of the population is dumb. 95% of the population is stupid. Okay.
We've already established this on another podcast. They should not be reproducing.
They could not handle this kind of information.
Kobe,
so
what
agree.
They're keeping it secret. And it's
Aaron
probably
agrees.
A good thing. Aaron is agreeing with me right now that should be kept secret.
Because
people freak out.
What if you pass a certain IQ test like me, because I'm brilliant?
You are God.
I know. Fuck
Heather.
Yeah.
All you're of us fucking are awesome. In here.
I know, huh? I can handle this shit. I'd make friends with aliens. I'd make them some cookies.
Yeah. You know what? They probably never had a homemade Betty Crocker chocolate chip cookie.
Or still melt wine.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We'd give them both of these things.
They would love us.
And then we would make friends with the extraterrestrial. Am I saying that right?
Extraterrestrial.
I said it right.
And we would go.
Can we have a moment of silence of applause for that? For me saying this word correctly, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway.
What's that else is on your list?
Oh, yeah. So now there has been a Facebook page, which I have failed to actually find out what the name of this Facebook page is.
Now,
appreciate that.
I heard of this on another podcast.
Well, it's a dude that came up with this thing that's called Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us.
So awesome.
So this webpage was made. I only have a screen name. He actually, we found a real name, but we're not going to disclose it on here. Yeah. So his special name he made for himself is called, what do we call it? Smiley Cum. I mean, there's so many different ways of pronouncing it.
I don't know how you say it.
And he is known for streaming memes on Twitch, which I'm old, so I don't know what that is.
Twitch, but yeah. If you apparently like Megan follow does. Like anybody on Twitch, you know what that is.
Yep. So he's on Twitch, and he set up a Facebook page as a prank originally to storm Area 51 on September 20th from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. because they can't stop all of you. Because they've already said they're going to shoot at you if you actually storm there. But
wait, then there's how many people?
1.8 million.
1.8 million.
As of this point, it's not even September yet.
So I have to say something.
Okay, let's hear this shit.
So I'm a realist at heart. I'm a logical realist.
You realize they can't shoot all these 1.8 million people if they all storm.
1.8 million people. So they could storm it. They could shoot some. They would get quite a few, actually.
I think they'd probably get half, in my opinion.
The reality is, though, that any alien craft or technology they have is going to be buried 30 feet underground.
Like, the people are probably never going to get to it.
They're not going to be able to get to it.
No.
No matter how bad they storm it, no. And then they're all going to get shot and shit.
They really are.
They're not going to find alien spacecraft because it's 30 feet under the fucking earth.
Probably
you
with
cement.
You
cannot get to it.
We're talking like the biggest bank vault you can think of in the whole wide world.
This is fucking...
It's like Gringotts. It's Gringotts and Harry Potter.
This is Fort Knox to the nth power. It's just, there's, you can't even get in.
There's even an after party. I'm seeing
this.
Oh man. After
Aaron looked this up. There's an after party after the September 20th raid from 3 to 6 a.m.
4,500 people going to the after
party. I love an after party.
Wait, this is going to be like at 7 a.m. in the morning. Are we talking mimosas and Bloody Marys and some brunch? 8 p.m.
It's like a host for the party, like somebody's house or something.
Is it before it or after, Aaron? Because it doesn't start till 3 a.m.
Whose house is this at?
Oh, it's on the same day. So basically what they're telling you is that okay.
So it's like a ginormous tailgate party.
Pretty much. So basically you're done by 6 a.m. in the morning. If you have survived the raid and didn't get shot too severely, you might have time to get to the hospital and repair your wounds and make it to the after party at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So yes. If you don't get shot during the raid, you could come back for like a hot dog and a beer.
If they're still shot and they just get bad, like in the leg or the arm, they could probably still go.
It's probably fine then.
Yeah, it's just a flesh wound.
I'm telling you, we should go down for this shit.
I'm thinking just the after party.
I don't want to get shot by the U.S. military.
I'm thinking with that lotto, I have no good chance here.
You know what? We just stand in the back.
Doesn't matter, Kobe. The bullet's going to go right by somebody and still get me.
No, there's so many people. There's 1.8 million people in front of you. It's fine.
I really think my odds
are
against
me. It's
fine.
Kobe,
I have no good luck in this world.
You know what? We'll just lay on the ground and then we can just say we were there.
Wait, can I have a bulletproof vest?
Yeah.
And a bulletproof helmet.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I want a neck thing that's bulletproof.
I just want to say I was there.
Fine. Let's go on September 20th.
You know what? We can't go on September 20th. You guys are going to be at a scrapbooking convention.
Shit. We are going to be at scrap. We'll be there in spirit, you guys. We're going to be at the raid in spirit.
We'll be totally cheering you on.
We'll scrapbook something like you were foolish.
We will. We'll totally do
with
that.
With our faces in it.
We'll like it.
We are going to be there in spirit.
We'll get some UFO and Bigfoot pictures and we'll scrapbook that shit.
Where the fuck did you get Bigfoot in here with again?
She keeps
getting Bigfoot in here. We're talking UFOs. They're not Bigfoot right now.
We're talking weird phenomena. It's like Bigfoot.
Because he's a Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
I call him a Sasquatch. If you watch Trailer Park Boys, he's called a Sasquatch.
It's a Sasquatch.
It's a Sasquatch.
And they love bacon. All right, go on. Do it. Read your notes.
Oh, I'm trying here. Okay. The guy, we call him Smiley Cun. Okay, he set this up, this Facebook page, originally as a prank, but his page has gone viral. And there is 1.8 million people that have decided they are going to storm the Area 51 on September 20th. He's actually gone on the page a couple times now to try to let everybody know he thought it was just a joke and that please don't do this, because the United States government has come on to tell them that it would be in their best interest not to raid the training facility because they will be shooting guns. Not really at them,
but probably at them. I personally cannot fucking wait for this day.
September 20th, we'll be watching.
Totally watching. The live
feeds all day long to see how this goes.
I cannot wait to see what they do with, and if anybody even shows up.
There's 1.8 billion or million, not billion. I wish it was.
You know what? People say that though, but I don't think that many people are going to show up.
No. The guy who.
And I think when they do show up, it's going to be a good fucking tailgate party.
I hope that's all it is, because I don't want anybody shot and killed trying to run into the
trying to find UFL. Alien spacecraft. I mean, that's dumb.
They're in there. The government's going to let us see them. We're going to have a huge apocalypse with the zombies taking over the whole world for us to even see this UFO. And then we'll steal the UFO and we'll escape the universe.
Wait. Stop.
And escape the zombies.
Stop. Stop, Linda, right now.
I had to just finish that sentence. I'm done now.
What does people storming Area 51 have to do with zombies? Because you just mentioned the zombies.
The reason I said the zombie thing was because I don't think the United States is going to release any information about Area 51 or anything that's in there to anybody, even if they storm or not. Like you said, it's going to be 30 feet below ground. No one's going to find this shit. The only way we're going to find this shit, if there was a huge government takeover, like an apocalypse with zombies, whereas there is no government anymore, and someone just stumbles across this shit.
Okay.
And I hope it's us, and we find it, and we can get out of this whole fucking world with the zombies.
So you're saying that the only way we'll find out what's in Area 51 is if there's a zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
The government is overthrown.
Yes.
We find out what's in there. We're probably disappointed at this point.
Yes, probably.
And the world has been run over by zombies.
It is probably ending.
Okay. And so the apocalypse has happened.
Yes. So you followed me very well so far.
Everyone is dead except for us.
Yes.
And we're living in the backwoods.
Yes.
With our fucking MREs.
And our bow and arrows.
And
we know how to shoot.
And our fucking...
Oh, my Lucille bat.
Your Lucille bat.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we forgot about the Lucille bat.
Because we have to kill...
all the zombies.
The zombies.
To get to Area 51 and be very disappointed.
Okay, so that's totally plausible.
Yeah. Don't you see where it comes from? Isn't it? It's so factual.
That could totally happen.
I know. See, now we're on the same page here.
You know what?
We're clicking. We click.
We are, this is best friend shit right
Fuck
here.
Fuck yeah. There we go. We got this shit. And then, I mean, even if we found the UFO, you think either one of us are smart enough to fly it?
I can fucking fly that shit.
You hear this? Kobe God can damn fly it. And get us out.
I can know, I know how to do that. Can't be that hard.
No, it's not that hard.
I'm smart.
I think you're smart.
I could do it.
I think you're smarter than I am. And I'm fucking smart as hell.
I could do it.
Yeah.
You know what? You just keep pushing buttons.
You know what? I'm sure
goes.
At that point we could Google search that shit or YouTube it. And someone would show us how to fly the UFO.
You know what? If we found an alien spacecraft, you know what I'd say? Alexa, how do you fly an alien spacecraft? And she'd just fucking tell me. And that's how that goes down.
Or she would say what my Alexa says all the time. I'm not sure about that. I hate that when she says that to me. I hate that. I mean, I swear to God, I yell at her two or three times a week, like, what the fuck do you
Alexa?
Know? Because Google knows this shit. Why didn't I get the Google thing over the Alexa thing? I mean, what the fuck was wrong with me? Because the Google is way smarter with my shit I punch into that.
Hey, Alexa's been pretty good to us.
To you. She plays my music. She plays my Harry Potter game every day. And then the rest of it, she's like, I don't know that.
And she loves the Seahawks.
But not all of us do. And we want to ask other questions that she has no answers to.
Oh, Alexa.
She's good for the weather. She's good to play my music and play my Harry Potter quiz. I haven't figured out any other goodness to her.
You have to. Do you get the email every week?
What email?
What's new with Alexa email?
Well, I get that on my email and I promptly delete it.
Oh, God. You have to read it. Oh, my gosh. There's so much good stuff in there.
But I don't want to know any more about you my have stupid, to.
She
dumb
can
Alexa.
Ask her so many questions.
But she doesn't know the answer to most of it.
She has awesome answers. You have to do it.
Seriously.
Do it.
I might try, but she frustrates the shit out of me.
Just do it.
Like, I tell her on a daily that I am probably replacing her with Google.
Alexa.
Alexa, why do you suck? I actually asked her that question. Alexa, why don't you know anything? And then she says to that, huh, I don't know that.
That's mean. You're being mean to her.
She does. When I ask her questions on the weekend, I'll ask her something on literally Saturday morning, what the weather is, and she'll tell me the weather. It's like, okay, have a good weekend. I'm like, oh, because she doesn't want me to talk to her again for the weekend.
She's like, don't fucking talk to me again,
she's
bitch.
She fucking hate you.
Hate
she's
you.
She's a lot nicer to the Thor than she is me, so she obviously does not like my voice because I say all kinds of mean things to Alexa.
She loves Thor better than you.
Well, because Thor flirts with her, and I don't.
Oh, God. Alexa.
Alexa. What you wearing today, Alexa? Tell me. He doesn't really say that.
Oh,
but
God.
Good.
I'm going to say that to her right now, and we're going to see what she says. I'm going to go.
Where is she?
Okay, she's out. Okay, so you stay here.
All right.
Do you have more notes? I'm going to go ask her right now.
Well, I'm out of notes, but I mean, I still think it'd be fun to storm Area 51 on September 20th if I didn't get shot at. I don't want to be shot at. She's asking her right now what she's wearing. She actually had an answer. They said they don't make clothes for her. It's very sad.
Good. That was really sad.
She tries to play the guilt trip option often. And I don't fall for that shit. I don't give a shit that I'll make clothes for her. She'll
Alexa,
deserve them.
I asked her what she was wearing. She said they don't make clothes for me. That's so sad.
I asked her what she wanted for Christmas. She said she doesn't get Christmas presents. And I was like, you're right. You don't get nothing from me. Because you suck ass. You just, if you were Google, I'd probably buy you something.
Stop being mean. Oh, my God. Are you done with your list?
Yeah.
Are y'all done? Now. Oh, my God.
It's
Holy
over.
Shit.
How are we?
Now, do you want any fucked up news, or is that the fucked up news?
Erin wants fucked up news. Where's your fucked up news?
All right, Erin. You know what? Erin gets what she wants.
Yep. Fuck yeah. You know. Oh, we're technically in Erin's birthday week. Because her week is in six.
What?
Her birthday's in 6 days.
A
week from yesterday. You should know better than me, girly.
Shit. Oh, my gosh. Well, when this comes out, it'll only be like 3 days till your birthday.
So, guys, this is only 3 days from now is her birthday. Not a week. Not 6 days. It's 3 days. What about it? Because this isn't post till Friday.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
So, therefore, it'll only be 3 days from there.
Okay, perfect.
Until your birthday.
Yes.
Did you talk about the animal shelter?
No. That is so fucking cute.
That just came up on my weird news. So,
well, then click on it and you can read it. Because I actually told Kobe about this today. And this is so effing cute that she's able to find it already. Because this was from an Oklahoma animal shelter that I'm going to let Kobe take over now.
Okay. And here I go.
And action.
All right. So the Area 51 thing where people were going to raid Area 51, whatever. An Oklahoma animal shelter wants to lure adopters into something, tempting them more than extraterrestrial secrets. They wanted them to come for adorable pets.
And who wouldn't?
So instead of storming Area 51, they said, come storm our shelter.
It's welcomed.
We have
shelter, really.
Great animals ready to protect you from Area 51 aliens.
And
adoption is not that far out of this world.
See?
So they want people to come in and adopt an animal instead of raiding Area 51.
Did they say the cute thing about how they posted pictures of the doggies with little tin foil hats?
I have not got to that part yet.
It's so cute. This is how I got the Area 51 thing today.
I love it.
because I was trying to find a fucked up news to add to Kobe's. So I was contributing because I don't. I just show up most weeks. And then I was trying to help. And then I saw this and I was like, we should talk about Area 51.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So the OKC Animal Welfare in Oklahoma had, as of Saturday, 149 dogs, 54 cats, 2 pigs, and a hamster that were available for adoption.
I need a pig in my life.
So you need to go there and adopt an animal.
Can they transport me a pig?
If you live in Oklahoma, go down there. I don't think we have any Oklahoma listeners right now.
Why the fuck not, Oklahoma? But
Oklahoma, you need to get on this shit.
Come on, guys.
This is a goddamn good podcast. You need to be listening to it.
God love us.
Yeah.
And then go adopt some animals.
Go adopt some animals, and you can make your own tinfoil hat for them.
Fuck yeah.
Get off your butt.
I mean, come on now, guys. They're animals in need. I want a pig.
I know that you do.
I just want a pig in my life that I could put a leash around and walk with my dogs.
We don't want a large pig. We want a small, we want one of
pigs. I like the mini pigs, but if I had the chance to adopt a 600-pound pig from a
Heather, listen, Linda.
Babe, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
No. You don't understand.
I put a harness on that shit and walk it around town.
You don't understand.
It'd sleep in the bed with me.
That's, no, it's 600 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
That would crush you to death.
No, that I mean,
literally,
it might crush
you. You would die.
I mean, death is that's a pretty big gap to go from there, from alive to death.
I think it's
somewhere between
600 pound animal.
Well, I would just go for a 400 pounder.
So he could stay outside. Okay, we could feed him all kinds of yummy stuff. You know
what? We could feed him everything that goes into your little bin out there.
Yes, we could.
What is that bin called?
The compost bin.
Thank you. The composting bin. The pig can get all its food from Kobe's house.
That's right. It actually would eat all of that.
What if and I got it would a pig be fine. And a cow?
Yeah, cows are fine. Cows just eat grass.
And they'd be friends.
And they could be friends.
And then a donkey. I need a mule. I want a jackass.
Why do you want a jackass?
I
want
to say I have a jackass at my house.
Heather, you already have a jackass at your house.
What, me or Thor? Or both?
I wasn't going to specify.
I already know I'm a jackass, but I want a real jackass.
You don't need to have one of those.
Don't they seem fun?
No.
What is it called? Yeehaw?
Yeehaw. They're stubborn. Why is he out there?
How the hell did he get out there? Where did you come from?
Oh, Dini? My God. Did he just eat all my cat's poop?
I don't know. Let me smell this breath.
Is it bad?
It's bad.
Oh, no.
He just cleaned your cat box.
So in case anyone doesn't know, Heather's dog likes to eat the cat shit out of my cat litter box. It's Kitty Roca.
Ew. And his breath. Stinks so bad. Like
I don't have to clean my cat box now.
Well, you know what? Apparently he hadn't cleaned the cat box then. Because I know I was watching him up until this point, not letting him near the cat box, and now he just disappeared. It came back very satisfied. Because he has Kitty Roca all over his fucking breath right now. It's disgusting. I have to sleep with that tonight.
That's gross, but I don't have to claim my litter box now.
He will get his... Yeah, I'll send you the bill for that.
He
will get his teeth cleaned, though, tonight before we go to bed, because I can't have that breathing on me.
He'll love that.
Night. Yeah, he loves having his teeth brushed. It's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
You have to have your tongue brushed, too. That's disgusting, dude. That is so gross, Patron. I'm so grossed out right now. Patron!
He doesn't give a shit. He's like a honey badger. He don't give a shit.
That's so fucking disgusting.
He's super satisfied right now. He's like, he knows he did. It's like, oh, fuck, I should have got a picture of that. Wait.
Ew.
Hold on a second.
He's really easy to get in his mouth because I brush his teeth almost daily.
Hold on. Okay, I'm trying to get... Okay, open his mouth up, Heather.
Oh,
Oh, there we go. There we go. I think I got it. I think I got it. Okay.
You are disgusting.
I will post that picture of Heather checking Patron's mouth for cat shit.
Just looking for cat Roca pieces. Fucking gross. How we doing on time, babe?
We're good.
All right, you guys.
So thanks for tuning in. In case you forgot where you were, because like us, you were super drunk.
Well, if you're having a good time, you're super drunk.
So this is Jether's Random Stuff because I am Jacoby.
And I'm Heather.
And together we make a Jether.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Give us 5 stars on iTunes.
5 stars. All you Jetheronians out there, go and like us on iTunes, Spotify,
fuck yeah,
iHeartRadio, whatever.
Do it right now. Oh, yeah. Pandora.
All right. So until next time.
Oh, and next week we do have a special guest. Erin will be with us on her own microphone.
Yeah, Erin.
Wee, wee, wee. Okay.
We're going to rip that shit up. So
yeah.
I guess that's it.
Okay. Peace.
Peace out, bitches.